you guys, you know, run your own home. You know that praise and worship doesn't necessarily need to sing and, you know, for that, right? You can praise and worship without the music. And music or not, God loves the praises of his people. And so today I'm going to go to the song part of this, mostly song. And I think to start out with, I'd like to tell you that we're going to go back and forth a little bit from praise and worship here on planet Earth and praise and worship up in heaven. What's happening? What's happening? And so I'd like to get started. And also, I want to tell you in advance when we're blindsided, there's going to be a little tiny bit of participation on your part. I'm not going to tell anybody they have to get up and bust a move or anything like that. So our praise and worship here on earth comes from lifting our soul, our flesh, our spiritual inner man, and the Holy Spirit that's living inside us, our Father God, our Jesus, our Redeemer, Savior, and Intercessor, not only on this Sunday, but every day, in your home, on your lunch break, in your car, walking the dog, and even while you're listening, you're trying to get a response from some kind of business that's put you on hold, play an elevator music. Even then, you can stop and pray. So, just a good start to Sunday. Did everybody enjoy the praise and worship?
Amen.
God loves the praise of his people.
Amen.
He encourages everybody to sing loud because you know what? It's loud in heaven. All the time. Just like what Pastor Jim said, it's loud all the time.
Yes.
Okay, so what we need to do is stir it up sometimes, right? We've got to stir it up. Enter those gates with anticipation, thanks, excitement, and joy. Enter his courts with loud, vocal, and musical proclamations. And enter his throne with reverential adoration of honor. So, enter those gates, enter his courts, enter his throne. Joyous praise erupts from the revelation of who he is. Pure worship rises from the recognition of his holiness. Joyous praise erupts from the revelation of who he is. Pure worship rises up from the recognition of his holiness. I need more Christmas. Okay. The scriptural foundation for this is Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his holy name. Do your part. As long as you're breathing, you have reason to
praise.
We had this last week. That was one of the praise worship songs. As long as you're breathing, you have a reason to
praise.
Remember that? Okay, that is number one. Heaven's praise and worship. We already said to earth. Now it's to praise and worship to heaven, to God the Father and Jesus by thousands upon thousands of angels, four living creatures, 24 elders. One amazing bit of information was that praise and worship can be a unified song and not necessarily separate actions. That is one of the differences that I saw. We praise and worship here. It doesn't have to be, but it's kind of like lockstep. You know, thanksgiving, praise, worship. In heaven, it's unified. Instead of one, they are one heavenly, beautiful rhythm. Heaven's soundscape is many layered harm use. In other words, praise, holy, 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 flows directly into worship. You are worthy. Okay. Great and mighty is he. That's number two. Remember that one? Our praise, songs to heaven, our praise links that you have between heavenly musical anointing, a bright triumphant ascending sound, and God loves the praise of the people. Picture yourself right now passing through the gates of God's kingdom and his courts of praise. Rejoice, for like many in the Bible, see, it's not believing, it's seeing.
Amen.
Number three, he has made me glad.
That's good.
Now the praise songs in heaven is according to John's vision in Revelation 5, 11, 12. He heard the voice of many angels, thousands, 10,000 times 10,000, circling the throne, along with four living creatures and 24 elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, and wisdom and strength." Now, those four elders, what a little bit of reading I did on this, is the four living creatures, I should say, were worship leaders. They are guards of the throne and mediators of divine action. So every angels have jobs to do. And I didn't explore into detail any of the angels, but apparently there's like 10 different classifications of angels, all doing what angels do. I got one that's working all the time. You gotta, I keep him busy. So that our worship to heaven is this. What worship does is, as we desire to be in God's presence, it is a deeply heartfelt reverence. We acknowledge that we have spiritually entered into the throne room and stand in the presence of our Almighty God. Worship songs in heaven, in Revelation 4, 8 through 11, the four living creatures, this was like imagination times 10 gone on steroids. Four living creatures having six wings with eyes all around, everywhere, and within. They don't rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy,
yes.
Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." You got a mental picture of that? Six wings and eyes all around. And that is so that they are guardians of the throne. So they have those eyes because they're guards. Everybody, their wings, their head, their everything. And I've heard one of the things I was reading is that they had six wings. In reverence, when they were in front of the throne, they would take two of the wings and they would cover their face with it. It was reverential, it was holy. Then they would cover their feet. And then with two of the wings, that was what they could fly with. They were going, "Wow. Amazing." Let's just say it like this. This is just the scriptures that we're reading. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
We're going to find out when we get there.
Amen.
There's a lot of questions people have and speculate about. We're going to find out when we get there.
Right?
We'll all group together. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor to and thanks to him, the 24 elders fall down before him and worship him, who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and with your will and by your will, they will exist and were created." All right. Who are these guys? It's in 24. Were there, and I have this come up too, I'm exploring this. Who are the elders? Were they 12 apostles and 12 tribes? Or were they 24 representatives of people that have gone to heaven? Representatives of the Redeemer Church. You know what? We'll find out when we get there. There's another question. Blessings and honor, glory and power. Remember number 4. Okay, now here comes you guys that are like the music. You've already all have heard of the hook. Right? Yeah, they use that a lot. When applied in music, it's designed to grab your listener's attention in order to make a song more catchy, more appealing, pleasing to the ear. And it was used a lot by various types of musicians and genres, including Christian music. For example, rock and roll back in the day, they had to listen to a couple, but at least was used to hooks a lot. And they had a backbeat that you can't lose it. That was then. But now for me, I don't know about you guys, but it's this rock and roll that's here to stay for me. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation. And I thought, man, that's an unusual word, sticking with the horn. And I found out that horn is God's power and anointment and atonement. And my higher power, yes. Matthew 28, and behold, a severe earthquake had occurred. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came back and rolled away the stone. That's inside that tower. So that's my rock. Just to get this a little more spiritual now. Another example of a hook is that old praise song that we sang in church. I did, which is an example of a hook, is if that same spirit brings Christ from the controls of the beginning, that was from Romans 8:11. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. I'd say it for you, but I can't carry it to my pocket. And probably a good reason for me not having a migraine here now. We have a dog, his name is Murray. Her name is Murray. And I'm sitting in a den and I'm playing with the guitar. She's cool with that. She just stays asleep. You know, and just raises her. The minute I start singing, dogs for talk, she said, I'm out of here. So that's the hook, you know, as living on earth. But see what a hook is like in heaven. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, this Christmas in July, I'm going to wrap this present and for all of us. And it's pronounced, phonetic pronunciation of this is the old, more ancient type of Hebrew was with a W, so it would be Wab. Now the more current use of the letter is B-A-H-B, and that's Bob. I hope I got that right. So, what is this anyway? This is actually a single letter. B-A-B. It is also, besides that, it's a sixth letter of the alphabet. And it's got a numerical value of six. And as you rattle this down, six is the number of completion. On the sixth day, what happened? We became us.
Yes.
It can, and now these are the things, just this one letter, it can represent a shoot, bringing what's from heaven down to us.
Yeah.
Open up the floodgates, and that blessings will come down, right? That's one thing. It also can be the word for O, O-H, and the word would be and, so they can apply that to this and that. And then, it could be a peg that can secure a peg that can secure the book to it. And last of all, this is where the tie-in comes in, it's also known as a hook. So that's where we're bringing it back to the hook. And so a hook basically can hold two things together. It can be a connection from the physical to the spiritual. Our mortal humans' bodies can also have a connection with heaven on high. When we connect our spirit in, along with the Holy Spirit who lives inside us, we have a connection on high, and we never fall down below. The hook is an illustration of a link between heaven and earth. This is God's anointing on this church too. This is a desire for Him and us to communicate. And we reach that spiritual connection. So when we're praising and worshiping, we want it to be loud. We want it to be joyous because He has thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels and elders and everything else that we have to find out and get there. And so it's just going to be amazing. This is heaven's unending melody. It's a heavenly call and response. The vision that Isaiah had in chapter 6, 1 through 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. And above it stood a seraphim, each had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy. The other one, the whole earth is full of His glory. So, this is a call and response. Not to speak for myself. As amazing as heaven is, I mean, with all the great CGI of Spielberg and Lucas, they're not even going to look on the radar of what's going up in heaven. I mean, every Star Wars movie that I've ever made can even come close to what's going on up there. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question now. Would you like to do a little piece of heaven?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to do a thing called, most of you know of what this is, an antiphonal song exercise. Okay, so this is one serpent singing, and then crying to another. And then the other one repeats that, same effort back to the other one. So, this is where they both kind of know together, praise and worship. So, this is the left side, my right. This is the left side. This is the right side. So here's what you're going to do. This is a taste of heaven. So on the right side, you're going to be the praise side. You're going to go, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Left side, you're going to say, the whole earth is full of his glory. Now, you're looking for God in here. I'm not struggling with a little bit of, because, you know, we're joining the angels up in heaven as far as you have. So, once again, you guys, right? On the left side, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Right side, you are. The whole earth is full of his glory. We're only going to do this twice. This first one, I think, will be a warm up. All right. Left side. Go.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts.
Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.